USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
50 million Americans across the West are under excessive heat warnings and advisories today. Heat records are melting and dangerously hot weather is the rule from the desert southwest to the northern tier. Dr. Frank Lovecchio is an emergency room physician in Phoenix, Arizona. He tells ABC 15 News he's treating patients daily due to the heat.
Every shift, I'm encountering a handful of patients who have mild to moderate dehydration. Maybe they need a little bit of fluids. Then they go home. But we're also seeing the extreme, people who are unconscious, comatose, have to go to the intensive care unit.
President Biden issuing a proclamation calling Juneteenth an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the work of equity. The administration has yet to define equity. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States, more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
President Biden is making another push to get more Americans vaccinated against the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, the president noted America has reached another major milestone.
300 million shots in arms in under 150 days. That's an important milestone. That this didn't happen on its own or by chance.
That's right. It happened under the former Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed. Biden continuing by saying some areas of the country could suffer greatly without more vaccinations.
But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states. They're actually going up in some places.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note, stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns that the Fed Reserve could start raising interest rates much sooner than expected. The Dow losing 533 points, the S&P lost 55, and the NASDAQ fell almost 131 points. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As more and more Americans begin to travel, rental car availability is at an all-time low. Prices are also sky high. So if you suddenly see an available car at a cheap price, you might be dealing with scammers looking to cash in on the rental car shortage. Scammers are posing as rental car companies, setting up their own websites and advertising fake customer service phone numbers, all to convince travelers they're legit. As far as how the scam works, Chris Brown is the executive editor of Automotive Rental News.
A fraudulent person involved in the scam says to take advantage of this really low rate, buy a prepaid gift card, let's say a Visa or Amex card, and then give me the PIN number, essentially, over the phone.
That's what happened to Pastor Chris Robbins as he tells ABC's Good Morning America he was traveling to attend his grandson's graduation.
I got on my iPhone and I looked up low-cost rental cars. They told me I needed to get a prepaid card.
Now he's out nearly $400. Brown tells people if you are renting a car, you should pay with a credit card if possible and never pay with a gift card or prepaid debit. Connecticut Democrat Governor Ned Lamont is pledging to quickly sign the marijuana legislation bill that gained final approval from state lawmakers. The Senate voted on the bill legalizing pot yesterday in a special session, a day after it was passed by the House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.